When times are tough, we need to fortify ourselves with peace, vitamin P, with vitamin D, the divine presence, with vitamin F, faith, and with vitamin G, grace, and vitamin L, that is love, and vitamin C, that is compassion. All these vitamins are within us, and they are free. There is no cost required. All that we have to do is to turn to the Mother and ask for these gifts which she will grant us as a gift of grace. This pharmacy never closes. It is always open 24/7. And we can ask her just as she has asked these things as gifts from the Lord. We'll read these lines from Savitri. Page 696. These are the boons he has asked for earth and men. And we can ask it from her and she'll give it to us. We don't have to go far in search of peace. We don't have to pay any money or undertake any course to get this peace. This peace, which is truly a priceless treasure and the rarest of rare gift of grace. Thy peace, O Lord, a boon within to keep, amid the roar and ruin of wild time, or the magnificent soul of man on earth. Thy calm, O Lord, that bears thy hands of joy. We do not want the peace that comes by isolating and withdrawing ourselves from the world, not the peace which comes from escape from the danger and the battle, but the peace that is there in the battle, in the storm. The perfect image of Krishna and Arjuna in the Gita. Right in the midst of the battle of Kurukshetra, right in the heart of destruction and death, we have to pluck out the flowers of the new creation and life eternal. Right in the midst of the storm, we have to discover the peace that is always there, the silence that is behind all the movement, haste and agitation and rush of life. We'll read this again. Thy peace, O Lord, a boon within to keep, amid the roar and ruin of wild time, for the magnificent soul of man on earth. Thy calm, O Lord, that bears thy hands of joy. And also oneness, it's a moment of compassion and sympathy reaching out to countless, 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 not only those who are sick but whose lives are affected, who are not sick and yet they have to observe a certain kind of life, a certain kind of discipline, and who have to suffer economically and in many other ways due to all that is happening in the world. Thy oneness, Lord, in many approaching hearts, my sweet infinity of thy numberless souls, this is the time to reach out to every single soul in creation, not only the soul of human beings, but in animals, in bird and beast and stone, in the mountains, the rivers. We have to, just like the ancient rishis of the Vedas, who invoked peace in antariksh, in sky, in earth, in stone, in vanaspati, in trees and herbs and minerals and drugs, in matter. Let thy peace pervade. What we need now is another kind of energy, another kind of Shakti. The energy that comes from the Lord, thy energy, Lord, to seize on woman and man, to take all things and creatures in their grief and gather them into a mother's arms. We need this energy, this shakti, no more to be driven by desires, by fear, by all that obscures the divine presence, but directly by the power of the Lord, the shakti, the divine shakti within us. And finally, what can break this knot of pain and heal? Medicines can work only outside, but who will heal the inner pain, the inner suffering, the turmoil, the agitation, the fears above all, which are gripping mankind? Thy embrace which rends the living knot of pain. Thy joy, O Lord, in which all creatures breathe, thy magic flowing waters of deep love, thy sweetness give to me for earth and men. This creation needs healing. Earth needs healing. Animals need healing. Human beings need healing. And this healing can come only from the divine love, divine sweetness, the embrace of the divine. And each of us must contemplate, even if it be just imagine ourselves to be in the embrace of the divine mother, and the earth and the nation and all who are around us, not just our friends, but those who are interconnected with each other in a bond of common sympathy and oneness. May all of us be in the arms of the Divine Mother, who is always full of peace, joy, and a love and sweetness be bestowed upon all. May we contemplate this wonderful embrace of the Divine, which heals all pain. Thy embrace which rends the living knot of pain. Thy joy, O Lord, in which all creatures breathe, thy magic flowing waters of deep love, thy sweetness give to me for earth and men.